Amen. So welcome with me, Pastor Julius, who is going to come and share the word of the Lord with us. And I believe that he has something that the Holy Spirit has laid in his heart. Please, can you make him feel welcome even as he comes to the pulpit in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. He said, and all the time? Well, praise the Lord. I love the Lord. I love him and I adore him for who he is. I thank God for what he's done for me personally. Amen. I know he has done so many great things that I can't even number. You know, they are too numerous for me to count. There's nothing I can say than just to say thank you for what you have done for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, today I have something and I pray that it will bless somebody this morning. I pray that this will deliver somebody or this will make someone to do great things for the Lord. Amen. And I know it's a very common subject I'm going to bring, but deep down my heart, I know God is about to do something in the name of Jesus. Let's turn our Bibles this morning to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, we're just going to read two verses there. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, we'll read from verse 1 through to 3, anyway. And the Bible reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So that the things which are seen were made by things which were not seen. Amen. Or visible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just look to the Lord. Father in heaven, we continue to thank you. We thank you for what you have done for us. We thank you, Father God, even for just waking us up this morning. We thank you for counting us among the living. Lord, we know you've given us yet another opportunity to believe, to seeing your goodness in the land of the living. That's why this morning, Lord, we praise you. We lift you up because we know that only the dead do not praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for your people. Thank you for enabling them to come into this place to worship you and to hear your word. Father, I pray I refuse to take these people for granted. That's why I'm asking. First, confessing that, Lord, without you, there is nothing I can do. Without you, Lord, I'm a total failure. Lord, unless you build the house, the labors laboreth but in vain. Unless, Lord, you watch over the city, the watchman works but in vain. This morning I pray, speak through me, O God. Anoint my lips of clay. Touch my tongue. Give me clarity of speech. And Lord, beyond my voice, may you allow for your people to hear that still and gentle voice of the Almighty God. And I pray, prepare their hearts, O God. Let the seed of your word this morning fall on good ground. Father, where it shall germinate, grow, Father, and bring forth much fruits, and fruits that will last forever. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Holy Spirit, help us. Lord, have your way. Let every saint say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I've just taken these few verses deliberately this morning. That's not where I'm going to focus, but I wanted to say something this morning. Hallelujah. Because the title of the message this morning is Weird Faith Never Gives Up. Amen. You're like, why are you saying weird? You know the truth, people of God? Faith is just crazy. Hey, what is he trying to say? It's just crazy. For your own information, faith is not normal. Faith is abnormal. Amen. And I'm saying so, look, we've been asked to have faith in the God we do not even see. Amen. We know he's there, but have you ever seen God? Let someone tell me, have you ever seen God past? I've never seen him. I don't even know how he looks. But the truth is, I know because the word says so, that he's there. Amen. The word says so, that he's there. I know he's the creator of all things. He's the one who created the heavens and the earth, the seas and everything that be in them. Look, it be invisible, nor visible. The things we see and do not see, they were all created by our God. They were all created by our invisible God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm coming to that. I know I'm going somewhere this morning. Thank you, Jesus. The verses we read, they say, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is a substance? If I would ask those educated people, no, the scholars, what is a substance? I believe using just the simple definition of substance is just material thing. Amen. Something that is tangible. You know, a substance is something you can touch and feel. And the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Our Lord Jesus. What is an evidence? Another thing I want for you and me to understand. You know, evidence to me is just the assurance. Amen. Assurance that something is there. If we come to the court of law today, you take someone to court and you say, they did that and that. You know, the first thing the judge asks for is, can you produce an evidence? If you show me the evidence, that would tell me that for sure this thing happened. My Lord Jesus. And the Bible says the evidence of things what? Not seen. We go down, we will discover how the old people used this faith. There were people in the Bible who believed they had faith, but they never even saw what they were believing God for.
And there were people like they just believed today and it happened like that. That's why I'm saying faith at times is crazy. Amen. We can be two people here believing for the same thing and two people whom God loves the same. But you know, the one will receive what he's believing God for, the other will not believe. I mean, the other will not receive. Same faith. In fact, Jesus, you know, when he came, you know, he didn't even want for you to be thinking, I'm a mighty man of faith. He just said, if only you can have faith like a mustard seed, the smallest seed of them all. He said, you can speak to that mountain that you be removed from where you and be cast into the sea, and it shall be so. My Lord Jesus. You know, in faith is not how much you know. In faith is not who you are. I was thinking about this because the Bible says, look, we walk by faith and not by sight. So to me, faith is not what we see. But faith is bringing those things we do not see into something which can be tangible today. The Bible says, and faith comes by hearing. Hearing by what? The word of God. If it comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You know, faith is what makes you and me to believe that God is able to do whatever he says he will do. Amen. That's why I urge each and every Christian, look, make the Bible your friend. Because in this word, you know, you're going to find every answer you want. Hallelujah. So when you keep that today, I'm going to tell a story before I move on. You know, there was a person, I don't know if you know this game, I've forgotten the name, but it's a game where, you know, a rider gets on a horse and they climb up with the horse. When they are up there, you know what they do? It's like they are on the diving board. You know the diving board, maybe we say 16 feet high. They are up there, but you know, it's easy for you and me to dive in the water when you are not riding a horse. But there is this game, what they do is they make it so high that you go up with your horse, that horse you trust. And you know, you are asked to jump with a horse into the pool. And you know, like just like in any sport, there are people who are so you know, there are people who would be like, they know what to do. Amen. And others do not know. But the story goes on. One day it happened, this champion, a lady who was champion in that race, went up, jumped on that horse's back. And whosoever was there, the referee said, go ahead and jump. She knows everything. She went, she jumped. And she jumped, she was in the water. But you know, something happened there. When she jumped in the water with the eyes open. Keep that. With the eyes open, and water went into the eyes. I don't know what kind of bacteria went into the eyes through the water. She came out of the water and the air awesome. She starts to feel a little bit dizzy. Light, you know. She's like, what is going on? She wants to feel. I mean, a trainer was there, ran towards and just grabbed her. I said, what is going on? She said, I feel strange. I feel strange. Now remember, when they were doing that, they were just in the preliminaries. Or they were in the qualifying period, you know, to go into finals. But she was one of them who made it into far, the final group. Excuse me. She's there, you know, coming out, not feeling all. But what she didn't know that when the water went into the eyes, she started to lose her sight. You know, she started to become blind. But you must know there is something I want to strike here. When she, you know, she's there and everybody said, it's over. You're not going to do it. You know, if you go there without seeing, you just inviting sentence upon your life. You will die. But look, this young lady, that was her life. That's all she knew to do. I mean, that all the joy she had was in jumping with the horse. You know what I mean? But because she was losing sight, everybody said, you cannot do it. But listen. The Bible says we do not walk by sight. We walk by faith. Amen. You know, I look at this, you know, at times. Let me tell you, I'm coming to other examples here. At times, the things we see with our eyes, do you know those are the things which hinders faith in our lives? The things we see, you know, like if you see this giant and you try to compare yourself with the giant, what comes into your mind first? Fear. I'll give an example. The story is also told in the Bible. You can go to Numbers chapter 13 about Moses when they were about to get into the land which God promised to them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And then God came to Moses and said, you know, I want for you to pick 12 men to go and spy the land before you go in. You know, at times when you're working with the Lord, you'd think God tricks people. Do you know, had they gone there without seeing what I'm going to talk about here, it was going to be easy for them to go there. They would even have stopped to trust God. You know that? Because he had already said, look, the land in which you are going is a land that floweth with milk and honey. But before you get there, I want for you to send spies ahead of you. And the 12 started going. When they reached there, you know what sight can do to you? Lo and behold, here is the land. Very fertile. Good fruits. Everything they dreamed of were there in that land. But within the land, they were giants. Giants, you know, so much that when they compared themselves to those giants, you know what they say? Look, man, we're just like grasshoppers. You know the grasshoppers? In our language, we say, mrifipaso fie. Ifipaso, you know? Ifipaso. You know, but you compare yourself, even where you are, not a giant. If you look at a grasshopper, it's tiny. But he said, we looked into the, in there like grasshoppers. They came, brought My Lord, they report to their leader. He said, look, we went to that land and we are giving you the part of the fruits we picked from that land. But Mr. Moses, to tell you the truth, what we saw in that land, I don't know if we can go and possess the land. But listen to me. Did God tell them that they were going to get that land which floweth with milk and honey? Did he tell them that? He did. But because they saw the giants and they looked small in the presence of the giants, they forgot what God has said. Do you understand what I'm saying? At times the things we see can hinder you from getting your promises. My Lord Jesus. And even the worldly people, you know what they say at times? They say, look, it's not every glittering thing you see that will be God. No. They understand that. And I'm looking in the scripture and I'm looking in the story I'm telling you. I'm like, Lord, I feel I need to be blind to some of these things. Be blind, oh God, but trust in what you've said. I want to be blind. I've seen a lot of people being blessed than me. But do you know that you never know how they got blessed? If you start to follow those people, you lose it. My Lord Jesus, I'm preaching now. Because we have this problem, you know. Even in homes, you know what I mean? Listen to me. Stop to envy what the other person lives. My Lord Jesus. You don't know what they go through in the house. Oh, you see me coming here in this orange jacket. I mean, the shirt, I want to be like that man. I want to find why he's getting what he's getting. Look at the shirt. Let me tell you, you don't even understand what I went through to get this jacket. My Lord Jesus, make faith as a personal thing. Let it be a relationship between you and God, not another person's relationship with God. You know what I mean? Follow what God has spoken to you in those secret places. When you were by yourself, kneeling down, you praying, and God is whispering to you. He told you he was going to bless you with something. Focus on that thing. My Lord Jesus, don't envy me. My Lord, you don't know me that well. You don't know me. You don't even know what I go through. Let me tell you the truth. If you think I'm a mighty man of faith, you are wrong. Oh, look. Look the way he looks, man. That man, I gotta know what he's been doing. No. I don't even want for you to follow me. Don't do it, because I'll mislead you. My Lord Jesus, I will do that. My Lord Jesus, God deals with us individually. My Lord Jesus, you know, this girl, because, you know, she knew that's the only thing I knew in life is to jump, you know, with the horse. In that water. You know what she did? She's going blind, and finally she was legally confirmed that she was blind. And the finals just came. And you know, the brother and the trainer went, it's over, you know. Just forget about it. It happens. You can find other things to do. Is that not what we advise one another? When somebody faces some of the difficult things, oh, we say, no, Forget about it, man. You can find another thing to do. No, no, no. You don't know me. That thing I may bump myself and fall. But if God has told me that if you go this way, you get that, I don't care what kind of obstruction I'm going to face. I do no advice you're going to give me will convince me. Because I know, listen, and I know, beyond any shadow of doubt, that this is the way I'm going to go. Now, I'm coming to you because, you know, when you have faith as an individual, you always face obstacles. Now, these obstacles is not the way you think. It's not just like because you don't have money. These obstacles will be people you trust. People you think that if that person gives me advice, I'll make it. You know what I mean? I gotta go there. But do you know what the Bible says? Cursed is the man whose trust is in the arm of flesh. Listen, man will fail you, my sister, but God will never. Man will promise you and they will fail to fulfill, but God will never. Oh, that's the kind of God I serve. That's why up to, despite all that I've been through, despite what I'm going through even today, I'm not going to give up on this God. You know what? Because my faith is weird. It's just weird. It's not like yours. I mean, you can be all that and behave conservatory, you know. You know what I mean? Put, you think you have, no, my faith is weird. Because I know I'm going there. I need four people to come here. I'm going to use my charm. I need four people, Pastor. Hallelujah. What is he saying, charm? Yeah, you know why I said that? Because Pastor saw me with this and he's like, what are you carrying? I'm like, this is my charm today. You know what I mean? Four people, just come here. I want to show you how faith can be crazy. Amen. Just untangle these things for me. Hallelujah. Just and this. Can we turn our Bibles while they are standing into the book of Mark chapter 2. I hope I haven't lost any, but I'm coming to that. Mark chapter 2 verse 1, going down. Can somebody read that one for me, please, if you found it? Mark chapter 2 verse 1. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible reads, and again he entered Capernaum, after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Listen, the Bible says it was what? Heard that he was in the house. He was in the house. Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door, and he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic, yes, the paralytic, who was carried by, he was carried by how many men? Thank you. We're going somewhere. He was carried by what? Four men. And when they could not come near him because of the cloud, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. You know, you see this? The Bible says that man was brought there by what? By a stretcher, whatever, a parent, whatever you call it, or bed. Yeah. But you know, in those days, the way those, I'll give an example, like those who are soccer fans. When someone is injured in soccer, you know what they do? Four men always run towards them. If they want to remove them out of the pitch, you know what they do? They will take this stretcher and, you know, each one handles there and they get that person out. Now, that's very normal. You know what I mean? When you are walking like this, it's very normal. Anybody can do that. But you know, the Bible says, these four men, when they reached where Jesus was preaching, first, before they even took this person, they said they heard that he was in the house. You know, when they heard the healer, you know, the deliverer, someone who can get this person out of this problem is in that house. They just picked the guy and started to run towards the house. But when they reached the door, you know what happened? It was filled. And the Bible says, you know, there were a lot of people that they couldn't even find anywhere to get into the house, to get where Jesus was. But then something happened. And I know deep down my heart, I may be wrong on this one. These four people are not the one who suggested that they go on the roof and tear the roof off. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's not easy, you know. You are carrying someone on the pallet. Imagine, I don't know, can you come here? You know, I'm just suggesting, you hold one string, Brother Ben, hold another string. Come, hold another string. And I want for you, imagine there is a person here. You know, Brother Angel, there is a person here. Huh? And then you want to climb going on the roof so that you can leap that roof for. You know, that's risking. You know, it's risking. That's why faith is crazy, because faith risks. At times, God, Pastor, will tell you to do something. You'll be like, Lord, I've never seen any man do this. How can I do it? But if you obey his voice, whether you like it or not, your miracle will come. Can you allow us to stand on the chair? Yeah. I want for Wanganga. Imagine they are going up, huh? Wanga, you two guys, touch it. Go up and stand there. Don't do anything. Can you see what has happened there? Huh? Can you see what has happened? Just come here. Go. Yeah. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying. It's very difficult for anyone to. In fact, they say the bed, they are lifting this person. I don't even know how they got the person up there. Only those who were there, and God knows what they did. It's already, you know what I mean? And you know, any normal person, can you advise anyone to do that? Pastor Karanja, can you do that? If you are normal today, can you do that? You know, you're now going to just make this person worse than he was. But look, I know that paralytic person, he knew the master was in the house. He looked at him and said, this is just an obstacle. Please, can you take me where he is? I said, we're going to kill you. He said, I don't care. You know, it's better for me to die than to remain the way I am. My Lord Jesus. That's weird faith. Where you are there, you are telling people, it's better for me to die than to not to receive what God has asked me to receive. You know, we read the Bible. Oh, sorry, guys. You can go. Sorry, it's over. Did you get anything there? Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. It took that person by himself to just say, look, you gotta get me there. Whether you like it or not, I want to meet the master. I know where my blessing lies. My Lord Jesus. I know where. Oh, another example I'm going to give. He is blind but mess. The Bible says, and when Jesus was going, that was in Jericho Road, he's walking with the multitude following him. This guy sat on that road for a long, long time, begging. All he knew was alms, but the Bible says when he heard that healer, my Lord Jesus, that man who performs miracles, the only man who can heal you is coming. He said, are you talking about Jesus, the son of David? The one I heard he had opened some other blind man at the pool of Bethesda. Is it the man who delivered that demoniac person? Is he coming? They said, yes, he's coming. But you know there were still obstacles. Because the Bible says he was crowded. I mean, people were multitude following him. But look, there was one cry of faith. My Lord. He's blind. He doesn't know how to get through to where Jesus said. He only did one thing, which he heard is his voice. He started to cry, Jesus, son of David. He never ended there. Have mercy on me. Those scribes and the Pharisees, you know, those wrong, they looked at him, all those deacons and the elders, you know, following Jesus. Them James, Paul was not there. But Peter and the other one, they looked at him. Hey, you know what? What are you trying to do? Shut up. Don't disturb him. He's got some important mission where he's going. But he knew, this is my last chance. Oh, this is all I have. I don't want to stay the way I am. The more they tried to stop him, the more he shouted, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, you know when you cry mercy to the Lord, when you ask him to have mercy on you, it gets his attention. My Lord Jesus. He knew somebody was crying somewhere. Somebody know that somebody who's above all these people is here. The only one who can forgive me of my sins is here. I'm going to call him mercy. It got Jesus' attention. Imagine, the Bible says it's multitudes were following him. And how many people were making noise there? Have you ever thought about it? They were all talking, doing what? But he got one cry. The cry that was begging God for mercy. Mercy, oh God. This Jewish paralytic person, he knew that this God is good because his mercies endure us forever. Oh, my Lord, I don't care what an elder or deacon or Julius would say. What I know, the God I follow is merciful. When I call him, he's going to answer me. My Lord Jesus. Oh, they may try to stop you. Look and listen carefully. If you know and you know beyond any shadow of doubt that's what God has asked you to do it. I'm not shouting at anybody. You know, I feel it within me. Because we have a lot of people, they know how to discourage. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, the time the Bible talks about, it's in Ezra there under Nehemiah. When the children of Israel, God told Ezra, he told Nehemiah that, I want for you to go back and rebuild the walls. When Ezra went there, when Nehemiah, he was with Ezra as the priest, that's why I'm confused. When Nehemiah went there, and he talked to the king, they gave him everything, he went with people. But do you know, there goes Tobias and Sanballat. We got them in church today. The Tobiases and the Sanballats, they are always there watching. You went to do something, Pastor, they will pull you back. Oh, he's building there. And when they were just about, but I like the way they were building. You know what they said? When they were building, they were using one hand. They were using it to build. The other hand with a weapon. You know which weapon you have? Build the other hand holding on to the word of God. Ah, Sanballat is there. Hey, Nehemiah, what are you doing there? You think that wall can even sustain you? Man, if the folks come here, they walk on it to crumble like that. I know I'm talking to some people here. You know that little tiny thing, even the business, no matter how small it is, you have the Tobiases and Sanballats there, they are saying, oh, everybody has tried that. You think they will make it? Oh, they will fail on the way, man. They don't even know how to count money, you know? They will say they don't even, they can't even put one and one together. And listen to me. If you feel that's what God has asked you to do, I'm here as a prophet of God speaking to you. Do it. Do it. Ignore some people. My Lord Jesus. You know, I'm still in that story, Pastor. Because this girl, when they told her, you're not going to make it, you know what she did? As blind as she was, because she knew a horse was listening to her voice. When everybody left the house, you know what she did? She goes talking to her horse and, you know, always there cleaning her horse, talking. Some people, I don't know how they talk to animals. But she heard that the day of the finals has come. She went, she said, you know, it's between you and me. I've always ridden on you. You are the one who's made me to prepare. Even when I go through things, we're going to go through things together. This one more time. Can you do it for me? Become my eyes. Because I cannot see. You know, this guy comes on a horse. Everybody went and they even almost picked a winner. And at the background, they just see, heard that voice of that horse screaming. Hey! You know how horses scream. Oh! They say, we think there should be one more on the starting point there. They didn't know what was coming. It was that girl. Fast on a white horse. Papa, she went straight on the jumping board. And they just saw some horse going. She jumped, beat everybody's time. That's how she won the race. But how many people tried to discourage her because of that impediment she had? How many people did try to talk her out of that race because she was blind? How many people have come to you and tell you that you've lost sight? This is not what you were doing. They don't even know how God talks to you. They will tell you, you've lost sight. Where are you going? My Lord, you can lose sight, but if you got heart, that's what matters. The Bible says God doesn't even look at the white. Outward. That's what you preach about.
last Sunday, Pastor. He doesn't look at your outward appearance. He sees that cry you have in the heart. If your heart is down there crying mercy, oh Lord, this one, just one more time. I'll give an example again of another man in the Bible by the name of Samson. You know, the Bible talks about Samson and he was a powerful man. I don't want to go to his background, but he was a powerful man. Samson said he killed a lot of people with just a jawbone. You know what I mean? He would use a bone of an animal, get it, and slaughter enemies. But you know, he lost sight one day. You know, taken by some things. And the Bible says because of that, people knew where his power lied. The power, his power lied in the hair. They used some prostitute to go cut his hair. Hey guys, they used some prostitute. They used his weakness to God. I mean, to get what God had given him. Now I'm a man here talking to you. If we are not careful at times, gentlemen, listen to me. You can lose within 10 minutes of satisfaction. You lose the rest of your life. This is very quiet. What is he trying to talk about? You know, Samson comes. They got him, they had taken his power, they went, gouged his eyes out. And you know what Samson did? He comes, he said, Lord, I know who I used to be. On the way, because of pride, I have fallen. My face is on the ground. Look, they've even taken my eyes. Yes, it is true, I've lost sight. But do you know the only song the children of Israel know how to sing? They always sing, for God is good, because his mercies endure forever. His mercies is from generation to generation. You may be there, you might have done something, and you condemn yourself every day, every night. You look at yourself, you think you've reached the end of the rope. There is no way you're going to make it. I'm coming here in the name of the Lord, announcing to you the God we serve is a God of mercy. He's a God who's good. We always say, for God is good. And all the time, God is just good. Because his mercies endure forever. Samson was there. He cried to the Lord, Lord, this one more time. I just need one more time, oh God. I know I have failed. I know, Lord, I disobeyed you. I know, Lord, what I've done, I can't even stand it myself. I feel unclean. Lord, I condemn myself. But I know it's not what you look. When you look at me, it's not what I see myself is not what you are seeing. Lord, I cry to you. Have mercy. Have mercy, O God. Just give me my strength one more time. I told you, God always gets attention. You know, you get the attention of God when you cry mercy. What did he do? He empowered Samson again. And the Bible says, in a day, Samson killed people. He killed people more than he had killed all his life. He killed people more than he had done, Pastor, all of his life. In one day. I like the people who say, you know, it's not over until he says it's over. My Lord Jesus, I want to encourage some. Don't be in that corner. It's not your place. It's not your place. That corner is not your place. Oh, you know, Pastor, I remember also you preached the message about Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth? Yeah, that one. That message, you know what he said? That guy, the same thing which happens in our lives, happened to him. That guy was dropped. And because he's dropped, you know what he did? He withdrew. He went, hid himself in some corner somewhere where people cannot see him because he was no longer the way he used to be. He's there and he doesn't even want somebody to save him. He's there crying all the night. But you know what? Is it the Bible says, David is a man after God's own heart. Because of, you know, he knew God. He went fetching him. And I'm calling some people here. You are here in that corner. You are here in Lodibo. Even when you are here, you know you are just here. It's just the shell we are seeing. You are still in Lodibo. You are in that place of isolation, a place of condemnation, a place of where the devil has put you so that you think you are no nobody. No one cares about you. God cares. And you know, he's bidding you. Today you can come and sup with him at the Lord's table. In the name of Jesus, let's stand to our feet. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't stay there. Amen. It's not over until he says it's over. Lodibo is not your place. That place of isolation is not your place. Oh my God, you got a seat on the Lord's table. He's waiting only for you. All you got to do is remove pride. Cry mercy to him. Have mercy on me. Come on, blind Bartimaeus. Have mercy on me, Jesus, son of David. Have mercy on me. Get his attention. I know he's going to stop only for you. He will stop. He will stop for you. And he's asking, what do you want for him to do for you? My Lord. I know many times I cry when I'm by myself. I'm like, Lord, you are the God. I know mistakes I've made. I have made a lot of them. But I've seen it, Lord. I have heard through your word that you are the God who even changed a supplanter in Jacob. A schemer in Jacob. Lord, you made a prince of your people. And somebody was known otherwise. I know you are the God who changed Saul into Paul. A man who persecuted your church. Did all harm to your church. But because of your mercy. Lord, because of your mercy, you made a preacher out of Paul. My Lord, the man who has written 3/4 of the New Testament. We can go on and mention about his goodness. But if you are somebody like that and you are here, listen, I repeat, God is bidding you to his table. Come and eat with him.
come and eat with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor, Father, for he so dear unto you. I believe, Lord, with all my heart that I've done what you had asked me to do. Lord, I pray, by your Spirit, do it. Oh, God, get them out of there. Shame is not a place for your children, oh, God. Mistakes were made, but can you do it? Let him, the Holy Spirit, who knows how to convict, do it. They may do it here, they may not do it here. But even when they go, follow them until they get out of that quagmire. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thanksgiving in my heart. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, we will not go home. I just want to give somebody an opportunity. If you are here, you are saying, I do not know this Jesus, the son of David. I do not know him. I've been blinded by some things I don't understand. But listen, if you are here, just lift that hand and we'll pray together. It's an opportunity. We're not here to embarrass anybody. We are here to help one another. There are some people here, you've been going through some things, and you've stayed in those things too long. You're like, how am I going to get out of here? Listen. He's here. And he can do it for you. He can do it for me. Hallelujah. Is there anyone like that who pray for you? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.